All right. I'm the guy who likes to review. I had the first lesson of the year. We started out in Proverbs chapter 1, okay? And I said there was going to be like a running theme or a theme to the whole book of Proverbs, okay? And that is, what's going on here? You guys playing? No? Have a seat, buddy. Have a seat. Okay. Remember that song we sing? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Okay? But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Okay? That's the whole theme of the entire book of Proverbs. Okay, later on in Proverbs, we're going to get to some of the, you know, what you would call the proper Proverbs, you know, where it kind of compares and contrasts the correct and wise way to go with the foolish, silly way to go. Okay? But it all goes back to the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And we talked about, what does the fear of the Lord mean? Does that mean we're afraid of God? We're afraid of Him? We're hiding like He's going to do something mean or terrible to us? No. I said the fear of the Lord was kind of broken down into three things. There's reverence, there's submission, and there's humility. Anyone know what reverence means? Reverence, that's when you have a deep respect for somebody. Deep respect for God in this case, okay? If you have the fear of the Lord, you have a deep respect for God, reverence for Him, okay? You care about what He says in His Word, okay? Submission, you know what submission means, right? When you submit to somebody's authority, when you yield or you accept a person's authority, God has authority over us. When we read words in His book, when we read the Bible, we're supposed to listen to them, learn from them, and obey them, okay? Submit ourselves to God's Word. And then there's humility. You know what humility means? I think the best way to describe humility is to kind of say what it's not. It's not bragging. It's not being full of pride and puffing yourself up and thinking you're so great, okay? Humility is not those things, not bragging, not being so full of pride, okay? So if we have the fear of the Lord, we'll have a deep respect for the Lord, we'll submit to His Word, and we'll also be humble, we'll have humility, okay, when we consider our position compared to the Lord. So that's something to think about in all these lessons in Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but foolish people, they despise wisdom and instruction. Foolish people are like, nah, I know everything. I'm not going to listen to you. I don't care what you say. I'm not going to listen to you. Okay, but that's the foolish way to look at things. All right, so that's a little quick recap of chapter 1, specifically verse 7. Now I'm going to move on to chapter 4. And hopefully I won't need these glasses, but I might. All right, now chapter 4 is kind of broken down into three different appeals. I'm going to read the first one. It's chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. Hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts, do not forsake my teaching. Okay? It says hear, listen, okay? It says be attentive, okay? Are your eyes on me? Are your ears on me? Are you listening, okay? When somebody's teaching or preaching to you from the Word of God, you would be wise to listen, okay? Have a mindset to listen. Okay, getting to verse 3. When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Okay. Now in this appeal, these first 9 verses, the one writing the Proverbs is kind of saying to the listener, I identify with you. I was a kid once, and I can say that myself. Anybody remember how old I said I was last time? Anybody remember?
50.
Yes, 50. Thank you, mister. Thank you. Okay. 50. I'm 50. But at one time, I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It was a while ago, but I was a kid once, just like you. All right? All right? And I messed up a lot. Not going to brag about it, but I'll admit it. But the thing is, when an adult, when a Sunday school teacher, when a pastor, when my dad was talking to me, I should listen, right? When I was a youngster, I should have listened. If I didn't, I did most of the time. But that's my appeal to you guys, just like the appeal that the writer of Proverbs is making. When an adult, a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, a dad, a grandpa, somebody who's 50 or higher even, is talking to you, okay, listen. Have an attitude of attentiveness. Put your ears on and listen, because what they say to you is going to help you. It's going to be something you can learn from, okay? Especially if they love you, okay? And I would say all the adults here at our church, we love our kids, okay? Not just the kids in our own family, but we love the kids that come to ABC Kids, okay? Yes, yes. And we want to teach you from God's Word, okay? We're not making these lessons up from our minds. All our lessons come from God's Word. But the appeal here for boys and girls in grades kindergarten to sixth grade is, hey, listen, listen. Try to listen to what we say. Be ready to learn something. Be ready to learn something from somebody who's been around longer than you. I'm 50 now. Way back then, I was 12 or 11 or 10. But I'm 50 now. I got about 40 or so years on you guys. I've been around, okay? I've been maturing myself as a Christian. So anything I can teach to you, you'd be best to listen. Just like if I'm in Sunday school, if I was a student in Sunday school, or if I was in the pastor's Sunday morning preaching service, and he says, get out your Bibles. We're going to look at this book, this chapter, this verse. I should listen, right? I should be ready to learn something. When Brother Isaac Heil teaches, when Brother Ryan teaches, do I sit back there and play on my phone and goof around? No, man, I listen. I listen. When Mr. Dewberry taught last week, okay? Whoever the teacher is, I listen, because it could be useful. That's my appeal to you boys and girls. I won't keep you long, but while I'm here, please listen. And to the other teachers as well when it's their turn to teach, okay? So, the writer of Proverbs can say to the young person, I've been young before. I know how it is to be young. I know how it is to get impatient. You don't want to sit in here and listen to an old guy talk about lessons from the Bible, or maybe you do. I kind of do too. But I want to get outside and play. I want to go have snack time. I understand. But for the brief time we're here, listen. Okay? Try your best to listen. You might learn something that will help you. Okay, moving on to the second part, the second appeal, verses 10 through 18. Okay, hear my son and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. Verse 12, when you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Verse 13, I'm in ESV, by the way, translation. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the paths of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Now my take on this appeal, it kind of presents two ways of doing things. And that's going to be a theme all throughout Proverbs. There's going to be the wise way, God's way, the best way, the way that's going to keep you from a lot of problems. And there's going to be the foolish way, the silly way, the not God's way. And it's going to lead you right into a bunch of problems. Okay? Okay? I think when Brother Isaac was teaching, the Proverbs aren't necessarily promises, okay, that it's always going to turn out this way if you do it this way. But they are a choice between the wise path and the foolish path. Okay? They are a choice between the wise path and the foolish path. You can avoid a lot of trouble, a lot of heartache, a lot of sadness if you pick God's way, the wise way. Okay? And you can set yourself up for a lot of trouble, a lot of heartache, a lot of sadness if you pick not God's way, the foolish way. Okay? And then finally, this third appeal. I'll start with verse 20 and we'll go to 27 and then I'll be done and we'll lickety-split. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. You can just hear the dad. He's pleading. Please listen. Please listen. Please listen. Please have an attitude of listening, an attitude of attentiveness. Okay? Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Verse 23, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Watch how you talk to other people. Watch how you speak to other people, okay? Put away those mean words. They're not helpful to you. They're not helpful to the person you're saying them to, okay? Watch what you're saying. And by the way, this isn't directly in the text tonight, but watch who your friends are, okay? Ask God to help you pick your friends, okay? Sometimes a guy who might seem like a buddy, he's not really a buddy if he's trying to get you to do something terribly wrong and bad, okay? That ain't what a buddy does, right? Think about who your friends are. Are your friends influencing you and to do things you shouldn't do? Well, maybe you should step back from that buddy for a second and say, maybe I shouldn't spend a lot of time with him, okay? You can try to minister to them and pray for them, obviously, but don't emulate them. Don't be like them. Don't follow them down that wrong path just because you want to be their buddy. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Picking your buddies is really important, okay? Continuing on, okay, not sure where I left off. We're going to go for 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. 24, put away from your crooked speech, that's where I was, and put devious talk from you. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. The way I would best summarize this appeal is keep your eyes on the road. I understand you're not driving. Anybody looking forward to driving? Boy, I couldn't wait till I could drive. As soon as I turned 16, I got my license and I started motoring around, man. I bought me a car when I was 17. It was a 1970 Chevelle 307 small block automatic. That thing tore it up. I couldn't wait to drive. But getting back to this lesson. Here's the deal. Keep your eyes on the road. If you're watching where you go, you're less likely to stumble. If I was just walking around up here on the platform, not worrying where I'm going, I'm like, I might fall on this step, right? Watch where you're going. Be attentive. Watch where you're going. And spiritually speaking, in terms of this lesson with the Proverbs, keep your eyes on God's word. Keep your eyes on God's way. Keep your eyes on the wise way, okay? And keep your ears and your eyes on those who are trying to teach you and direct you towards God's way and the wise way, okay, boys and girls? Okay, we don't tell you the same things over and over again because we just like to bore you or upset you. It's because we like to remind you, because sometimes guys your age need a reminding, right? Anybody hear their parents say the same thing over and over to them? Stop that, stop that, stop that. You know why? It's because you keep doing it. If you would stop it, we wouldn't have to say stop it. But, you know, a loving mom, a loving dad, a loving grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, a loving Sunday school teacher, a loving ABC Kids teacher, a loving pastor, they love you. They're going to give you instruction. They're going to give you guidance. They're going to read God's word, try to understand it best they can, and teach it to you lovingly and carefully. Okay? So you should listen. Okay? Listen. Be ready to listen. Be ready to learn something in the Proverbs, okay? Everybody understand what we're saying here? Thank you for coming tonight. Once again, please come to Sunday morning Sunday school, 9:30 a.m., okay? Okay? But watch where you're going. Keep your eyes on the road, okay? There's two ways, the wise way, the foolish way. Okay, listen to those who love you and care about you. They're going to point you in the wise way, okay? And we can identify with you. All of us grown-ups, 50, 60, 70, we've been there. We were little once. We were younger once. We know how it is. And any kind of advice and direction and guidance we give to you, Because we love you and we want to see you pick God's way. We want to see you go down the wise path. Okay? Understand? It's going to be a good year in Proverbs. It's going to be a good year. Let's have a quick word of prayer. I might end it a little early, but that'll give us time for memorizing scripture verses in our group time. All right, let's have a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time we can study a portion of Proverbs. Help our hearts and minds and ears to be open and listening and willing to learn from a mature person, a person who loves us, a person who wants what's best for us, a person who wants us to avoid those pitfalls and those problems. Lord, please bless each of these boys and girls. Lord, I pray if any of them is not saved yet, if they're not Christians, let them turn from their sins and trust Christ and be saved. Lord, please forgive us of our sins. Thank you for this time we've had together. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.